Guys, we don't have anything good to say. Well, don't say anything at all.
Cry about it?
Huh? Cry, like cry in their face? Okay, you can say, okay, you have to deal with that. I mean, I didn't do anything to you, you know. That's something we all have to deal with. We have to live together. We should think about what we say, right? So Ibn Qayyim is saying that anything that leaves from his mouth is nafi'an salihan, beneficial and or righteous. وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْمَالُهُ فِي مَنْزِلَةِ الرَّائِحَةِ الَّتِي يَشُمُّهَا مَنْ جَالَسَ حَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ. And he says, also his or her actions, they are at the level of that which smells good, that anyone, if they were to smell it or sit next to that person, they would smell the misk. So your actions as well have an influence or effect on the ones that are around you. You notice, rih al misk, because you can smell it and the people that are around you can smell it. And if they smell it, they're like, wow, okay, where is that coming from? And they're going to go closer to the smell, wherever it came from. And they will enjoy that fragrance. Right? They will enjoy the fragrance. That's why we, subhanAllah, may Allah bless Muhammad Jilid, he left our community. I didn't get to see him when he left. But subhanAllah, I remember years ago when I told him, I said, Shaykh, if you come in here, do you mind just putting in... One time I told him, since the old masjid till today, every day he does it. Every day, subhanAllah, he would do it. He'd come in early and he put the misk on. If a non-Muslim comes in here, a new Muslim person to this community, what memory are they going to have? Naam? So if we make that analogous with our actions... Our actions towards people. That coworker, you gave the good word. The next time they say, I'm just going to go take a break. They see, they remember, I remember you used to pray in the lobby. What was that thing you were doing? I was praying. You pray at work? Yeah, I mean, God is the one that gave me the job. Right? Who gave us the job? So they remember you only in good. They remember you only in righteous. They don't have to agree with you. But they remember you in doing something that is good. Now he says, كَذَلِكَ مَنْ جَالَسَ الصَّائِمَ انْتَفَعَ بِمَجَالَسَتِهِ لَهُ. He said, as well as a person that sits with the fasting person, they benefit from sitting with them. They benefit from sitting with them. وَأَمِنَ فِيهَا مِنَ الزُّورِ وَالْكَذِبِ وَالْفُجُورِ وَالظُّلْمِ. And they are safe from bad speech, from lying, and any disobedience. I know when I sit around this person, they remind me about Allah. I know when I sit around this person, they remind me of honesty. I know when I sit around this person, I can't talk about people. Each and every single one of us has that older relative in our family. When we sit around them, they don't want to hear any complaining. They don't want to hear you talk about anyone. We also have the relative that does the opposite as well. Right? But you know when you sit around this person, they're going to remind you of good. You know it. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is eventually saying. And all of this is really just from the analogy of rih al-misk. And look at how Ibn Qayyim breaks it down and categorizes it. And he says, rahimullah, we're almost done. He said, هذا هو الصوم المشروع لم مجرد الإمساك عن الطعام والشراب. So he just mentioned the inner dimensions. And he says, this is the legislated fasting. And I want to stop here for a minute. He says, هذا هو الصوم المشروع. This is the legislated fasting. Who is the legislator? Allah. So it's just not fasting to lose calories. Right? It's fasting to be a better person internally. It's fasting to practice discipline. It's fasting to have a positive influence on those that are around you. That's very important. He said, Som al-Mashroor. Because we may do things that will be similar to those that are not Muslim. We may do things that we know someone that is Muslim, but they are just doing horrible things. But they fast the month of Ramadan, right? They try to fast, but they speak badly, right? That's not so mashrur. Your lisan, your tongue is not fasted from bad speech. Someone may be domestically abusing their wife, their children. They fast in front of people, they're smiling at, but when they're at home, they're different. That's not the mashrur fasting. No. He says, لَمْ مُجَرْنِ. This is just not just withholding from eating and drinking. Then he says, فَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلَ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَنْ يَدَعْ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابًا. Then Ibn Qayyim, after everything he mentions, he gives another proof from the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ says in an authentic hadith that is in Al-Bukhari, He says, whoever doesn't leave off ill speech and acting upon it and ignorance, then Allah is not in need of his or her leaving off eating and drinking. وفي الحديث رب الصائم حظه من صيام من صيامه الجوع والعطش. And the Prophet ﷺ said, perhaps the person that is fasting, their fortune from it is just leaving off eating and drinking. Their fortune from it is just leaving off eating and drinking. And this is a very important side point, that when we talk about the virtues of Islamic actions, of those that are tangible. So for example, you'll hear people say, okay, when we prostrate, this is good for the frontal sinus. You know, this is good for some type of anatomical or physiological, you know, in your nerves. We know that, you know, these things happen to the body and it's an Islamic action. We say fine, but we don't use that as a means to show that that is the maqsad shar'i behind it. That is the Islamic objective behind it. That is a secondary, tertiary benefit, which we could do without if we didn't know. The same thing with fasting. It helps your HGH, your human growth hormone, which, you know, secrete from your pituitary gland, which brings you the fountain of youth and helps your testosterone growth. This is great. This is the tertiary benefit of fasting. But if we didn't know it, that is not detrimental to our, what? Iman. It's not detrimental to our iman. Then Ibn Qayyim concludes and he says, فَصَوْمُ هُوَ صَوْمُ الْجَوَارِحِ عَنِ الْأَثَامِ. So fasting, it is the fasting of the limbs from sinful practices. وَصَوْمُ الْبَطْنِ عَنِ الشَّرَابِ وَالطَّعَامِ. And the fasting of the stomach from drinking and food. فَكَمَا أَنَّ الطَّعَامَ وَالشَّرَابَ يَقْطَعُهُ وَيُفْسِدُهُ. He said, just as the as food relinquishes, food and drink relinquishes the hunger. Okay? He says, فَكَذَا الْأَثَامِ تَقْطَعُ ثَوَابُهُ وَتُفْسِدُ ثَمَرَتَهُ. He says, in this way, the sins relinquish or cut off the reward and spoil the fruits. فَتُصَيِّرُهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ مَنْ لَمْ يَصُمْ. He says, so it eventually makes them become at the level of a person that didn't even fast. That didn't even fast. So Ibn al-Qayyim talks about here, he mentioned the inner dimensions of fasting from the portion of the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to fast, and he compared it to a person that has a sack of misk. And then he gave an analogy with the sack of misk, being that people that are around will benefit from it, just as someone smells the fragrance of misk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those, inshallah. We have tomorrow, we have Thursday, we have any of the 3 days out of the month to fast in this beautiful month, as every month is beautiful, and to receive this reward and being of those. And it's really, really good for us, inshallah, because it is a form of reminder for us to do good, where you have 2 days at least out of the week, or at least 3 months, 3 days out of the month, where you say, you know what, I'm really going to focus. More than the other 5 days of the week, I will start by focusing on these 2 days, and inshallah we can increase it bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So let's remember this virtue of fasting to keep it in our spiritual diet, and inshallah that will make us of those that are more attentive of His beautiful names and attributes. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا من الصائمين القائمين يا رب العالمين وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة يا رب العالمين وفي السودان يا رب العالمين وفي شيشان يا رب العالمين وفي السودان يا رب العالمين وانصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الصين يا رب العالمين وفي روهينجيا يا رب العالمين وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.